Diane in Tucson starts us off on this break. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Thank you. We have a home that has, we were told, St. Louis brick or block, St. Louis something brick or block, and it gets little holes in it. But in some areas it has larger holes, and we're thinking maybe some of them need to be patched. The blocks are adobe colored and yellow.
Well, this would be the perfect question for show and tell. Diana, is there any way you could snap a picture of that and send it by email to info@rosieonthehouse.com?
We're old school and we have flip-top phones.
Flip-top phones.
The picture wouldn't be worth seeing.
Well, when you say a St. Louis fence, a block fence, I've seen about four different types of block referred to as a St. Louis brick. So I'm not real sure which one it is, the adobe colored. The holes, is it the holes in the actual blocks or is it holes in the grout in between the blocks?
No, it's the blocks.
Okay, and is it down low where it's exposed to moisture or is it randomly low, at middle, and high?
Random.
And if
that's
you Google
really
St. Louis
perplexing.
Block fence, it's a Bellegarde dry stack retaining walls.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what that.
And what we've called here in the Phoenix metro area, a Royce wall or a Dooley wall, you know, some I've heard those called St. Louis walls. And then a 4-inch wide CMU unit stacked up in a wall with expansion joints every 12 feet. I've seen those called St. Louis walls. So, Diana, if you could find anyone, a friend, a neighbor, who could send us a photograph of it, I would have a much better opportunity of getting you the right answer. Just random holes that are appearing in a concrete block wall doesn't make any sense to me. But I have people, I know people, that we can circulate the pictures through Joe down at Old Castle Superlight in Tucson would certainly be the very first guy I'd send the pictures to and see what he could do, or one of the guys from Marvell.
And you also have the Adobe King in Tucson who specializes in, well, Adobe. So
yeah.
If they are a true Adobe block.
No, I think she said they were Adobe colored.
Adobe colored. So
block.
There's some resources we'll get you taken care of. This is one of those you need a visual.
Yeah, and
my microphone cam's not working this morning.
Miss Stephanie's doing our call screening this morning. Stephanie, I'm going to ask you just to grab Diana's phone number, because the next time I'm down in Tucson, if she can't get someone to take a picture of it, I'll do a quick drive by Diana's house and see if we can establish what is causing holes in the wall. Once we know what's causing it, Diana, then we can have a better position to recommend what product to use to repair it.
We're going to stay in Tucson and see how we can help Tom. Good morning, sir.
Morning, how you doing?
Good.
Good. I've got a problem with my dryer vent. I'm in a two-story home, and the dryer vent's clogged. It's been clogged for a while. I've got a Band-Aid solution on it now. And I've had one of these vent cleaning companies come out and try to unclog it, and they said they did, wasn't unclogged. And they went from the dryer side out. And I'm thinking I may have two solutions. One, have someone try to take the cap off the stucco, where I'll have some stucco repairs, and come in from the outside, because it goes up and over, it appears, since it's a two-story. And then the other solution, I'm wondering if it would be worth just to put a new vent in through the garage and out, where it's a little bit more of a direct shot. And also in Tucson, who would you recommend to take a look at something like that?
Well, from what I'm picturing and what you've said, the dryer's on the first floor, and it sounds like it's exhausting vertically out the top of the roof?
No, it goes up, and then it goes, there must be a 90 there, and it goes out the side of the house. So it's in between the two floors is where the vent the exterior vent is.
And you probably got a nice clog in that 90. The reason it's not into the garage is that's against code violation. If you went into the garage, you'd still have to 90 it and then go out the garage door. You can't vent the dryer into an enclosed room, and then you've got the fire barrier that you've got to deal with in the garage as well. So if it went into the garage, you'd have to maintain a one-hour fire rating and still then go along the garage wall out.
I can't understand you've paid a dryer vent company to come out and unplug it, and it wasn't unplugged. You have any recourse with bringing them back out? I mean,
no, I don't want to bring them back out. Okay. I'm looking for someone more reputable.
Okay.
They said they couldn't do it.
And the house is in Tucson?
It's in Oral Valley, Tucson, yes.
Yeah, because up in Maricopa County, we would recommend Dryer Vent Wizard. But I don't know whether they go that far. Romy, do you happen to know if those guys will travel that far or
I
not?
I don't believe.
Okay. Tom, I'll tell you this, and I say this very cautiously because it isn't anything I would want homeowners generally to do. I'd pull the dryer out. I'd go rent me the biggest commercial leaf blower I could get. I would duct tape it to the entry port of that unit. I'd have someone standing outside where the dryer vent is attached to. I'd fire that thing up, and there's a chance, if the plug is serious enough, it will blow the ductwork apart. But I don't know what other options you have other than that. Your thought of removing the filter, the grill on the stucco, having a little stucco repair is probably the only option you've got left.
Right. Now, going back to the conversation about going into the garage, I understand we can't vent into the garage, but I was thinking about doing just what you were talking about, going through the fire-rated wall and still have a 90, but at least it's accessible in the garage, and then have it go right along the wall and out. Is that an option, and who would you recommend for something like that?
Boy. I would have to do some research to find out who in Tucson to recommend for you.
And then that vent itself.
That hole you've poked in that hole is violating the one-hour rating.
I think
you're
going to have to then build something like a soffit to cover it with 5/8 inch drywall.
To do that,
I guess. To keep it contained on that one-hour fire rating the whole way. But for Tucson, a lot of air conditioning companies, they don't really do dryer vent cleaning unless they're out on site already because they've got some of the equipment. If they do specialty duct services and cleaning, they will perform that. So I don't know if temperature control or intelligent design might be a resource to start with.
There you go. Those would be the only two I would know.
Temperature control?
Yep, temperature control.
And the other one is?
Intelligent design. There are two Rosie certified air conditioning and heating contractors serving Pima County. That's aggravating because with it plugged, the dryer won't work. So, good luck, Tom.
Which is good because you don't want that heating up so much it ignites the dryer lint, which is the number one leading cause of house fires. What's aggravating is back to the design. I don't know why they don't just back the dryer up to an external wall and vent it straight out so you have no 90s, no bends, no verticals. It's just and then you're ducting for that. The only complicated part is lining the dryer up with the the direct shot straight out, and then it's never a problem. I don't know why they have to get all cutesy and fancy and verticals and sideways, and that is something I don't understand. It's something easy enough to design in. But speaking of being on a subject too long, let's get to Larry. Let's see how we can help. And Tempe, good morning, sir.
Good morning. I am calling because I am in the market for a new air conditioner, and I've been hearing what you guys say about more efficiency. The problem is that the three companies that have been out to see me so far are suggesting that I replace my 5-ton unit with another 5-ton unit. It's only a 2,100 square foot house, so I'm wondering, are there extenuating circumstances, or do I just need to keep looking for a different contractor?
Well, let me ask you this. When they come out, are they doing what's called a manual J load calculation on the house, or are they just looking at the equipment, seeing a 5-ton, and recommending a 5-ton?
So far, all three of them have done that. They go up on the roof, take a look at it, measure the pitch, and then say, okay, we can replace that.
Okay, you haven't got the right contractor on the job yet. They need to do, okay. When was the house built?
The house was built in 1984.
Okay.
The compressor has a date code on it showing 2000, so I don't know if the whole thing was replaced or if just the compressor was replaced at that time.
Okay. Now, what they need to do, Larry, anybody replacing air conditioners should be doing a computerized load calculation on your home. And if we put a 5-ton on that when it was built in the 80s, I'm going to tell you, that's too much air conditioning for 2,100 square feet. Tell me how many people live in the house.
Two.
Okay. And is it an all-electric home?
Yes, it is.
Does it have a swimming pool?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And what temperature do you keep the house in the middle of the summer?
I've got a programmable thermostat. When we're not home, it's allowed to go up to about 86. When we are home, it's usually around 78 to 80.
Okay. Are you on a day-of-use plan, or are you on a constant?
We're on a time-of-use plan.
Okay, so you never ask it to cool back off in the peak time of load consumption, do you?
No, okay. I pre-cool it right before the load, the high rate,
okay.
And then it doesn't get turned back on until after that.
Well, I can't imagine in the middle of the summer your bills are much over about $200.
They typically are not.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, at the temperatures you're keeping it, you're not going to see a big savings from your new equipment if you could keep the house cooler and not have your bill go up anymore. But at $200 a month in the middle of the summer, I'm guessing in the shoulder season, he's all the way down probably about $100 a month. So I don't like the fact that they're replacing it with 5-ton. 5-ton, generally speaking, is way too much for 2,100 square foot. You could at least operate a ton lower than that. Larry, do yourself a favor. Get to RosieOnTheHouse.com. Take a look at the Rosie Certified Air Conditioning Contractors servicing your neighborhood. And just have them come and don't even tell them I told you. Just watch the difference. Watch how they analyze what size equipment you need. And it won't be going up on the roof, reading the serial number, and recommending the same size unit. None of our guys would do that. Thanks for the call, Larry. You'll be getting a much more efficient home, much better indoor air quality, but you're probably not going to save much on your energy bill. Can't get much lower than that.